I get in.
Okay.
So let's see.
Yeah, so can you go to the shared folder? The shared folder.
Shared folder for
yes.
The presentation.
We have a presentation. So I go to participant 3. So I discuss with you.
And we
both agreed on some 2 versions of the prototype. Because we were not decided whether we wanted to have an LCD or not because it's too expensive. So we come up with 2 versions, one with and one without LCDs. But both comes with a charger and then detachable add-on parental control module and detachable big buttons for all people. So
okay, so I can show you the 2 prototypes. Here we are the first one. With the beautiful LCD and display, you can here, and you can just browse into the navigation menu by a joystick-like button. You can choose the direction, and if you just push on it, it's considered like a enter function.
Mm-hmm.
You have on the side here the microphone for the. For the speech recognition system here, and here the switch that control if you
why
want.
You
well, I think it's the yeah,
no,
but
it's the all around camera microphone. The microphone picks up.
Yeah.
The speech.
Is it an only a single mic or a microphone?
Well, so it's a microphone error.
No, it's very costly.
No, it's just a single microphone, and I think we put it here because I think when you are browsing your LCD,
mm-hmm.
you will be close to. Well, it's better to place it here than here,
mm-hmm.
for instance.
Yeah.
And here is a little switch that control if you want the speaker recognition system. To be on or off, and so this remote control comes up with its charger.
How much does it cost, this one?
Well, this prototype is made for about $15.
$15.
But it's not. Yeah, but it's just a prototype, and if we. If we optimize the voilà.
the
production costs, we can achieve about $10. How many? Excuse me.
Battery.
Well, battery. We use about.
The 2 AA batteries.
Yeah.
AA rechargeable batteries.
Rechargeable, of course, because we have the charger.
We have the charger.
Yeah,
no,
and you just
one
battery.
Is it 2 or
it's
kidding? <kidding. laughs> Actually, it's a flexible thing. Just, yeah.
No, what is the voltage rating for that?
The
voltage
excuse me.
Rating. What type of battery?
Oh yeah, it's just a simple battery, a rechargeable. If you like, it exists.
Like
yeah.
yeah.
So, and if you want to charge the battery, you just put the remote control like that to plug in the charger and leave it alone. It's alright. Then the next time you pick it, oh, It works.
Yeah. For the carrier, there is only a single button there.
Yeah,
this
just
button,
explain the button.
This button is like the mouse, it's like a joystick. You can move in 360 degrees of direction, so you can make a turn. And it, there are functions associated to all the actions. You know. You have a click, you have a double click, all in a single button. You can move up, down, left, right, or you can do a swing. So a swing to the left, a swing to the right defines other functions. So even though it's a single button, but it's pretty flexible because of the 360 degree movement.
And the LCD is this one, on the remote.
Yeah.
This is the version that comes with LCD.
Yeah.
Here present another version of what the LCD.
I think it's not a good idea because after maybe 1 or 2 months, often this button will be destroyed.
Okay.
Yeah.
This new prototype.
So we have the second version also with a different button configuration. The second version is also simpler. With we just have to put the microphone also. So basically, it's the same. Basically, it's the same things as I presented before. But here we have four buttons for navigation plus one button acting as a enter button. So according to what you said, it's more robust to the user, and it's also cheaper to produce. We can produce such remote control for about $4.
I think you forgot the point here to have a button to find the charger.
Ah, no,
because
that's
a
major.
Yeah,
it's
embedded in the speech recognition system.
Okay. And
so
if you disable speech recognition system, then?
I'll come to that point later.
So, Norman will explain to you.
Yeah,
of course.
The charger, in either versions, they use the same charger. Yeah.
So the price of the charger included in the.
It's a standard module, so you should get for a cheap price.
Thank you. And so.
It's the same charger that you can use for the handphone, but again, it depends on the types. I think we have to investigate more on that.
The price should be below.
But as the marketing manager says, people are willing to pay more for good design.
Yeah, people are willing to pay more, but the company is not willing to more.
Yeah,
price of selling is
€25.
All right, please go on, Norman, with the special features.
Yeah. we'll come out to that. The thing that makes the controller cheap is that it is modular. So you want more function, you pay more. If you want less function, if you want a reasonable price, you pay for the functions that you add on to the system. So it's modular.
So the basic function, and if you want more, you pay.
Yeah. For example, the LCD, you can put it back in, or you can use the other one. Or please recognize it. Where's the microphone? Yeah. you pay less for the system, you see. So
okay.
It's pretty flexible in
you also have the two other modules for the parental control.
That you can
head up to the to your remote control if you want to have more power on what you do, and which channel you want to choose, and so on. Here is just the module for the kids, and if the parents want to watch TV, they come up with their modules. They just plug in it. And they can have all the control they want here. We also have this module for old people with big buttons clearly labeled, and it acts like the previous one. You just plug in and it works.
The conceptual idea is that simplicity and powerful. Simplicity meaning that we have few buttons. Powerful is that all the controls, the one you saw, we saw earlier in the meetings, with lots of buttons, but here you only have few buttons, but you retain them, the same powerful functionalities, but in addition with simplicity. So that's the best idea. That's our innovation in this design here. Okay, now we come to other important features that I did not tell you. The first one is the speech recognizer. Again, it's detachable or add-on. And then we also have security feature. For example, you see here. Oh! It's very robust, it doesn't break. And the material, what was the material?
The titanium, and so it's very...
Again, the battery life is an endurable one. Again, because it's AA batteries, you can choose the types of battery you want.
Yeah,
lithium ion may be a good one, but you can replace with cheaper one. Again, you pay for what you get. And then the other point is a robustness, plasma reminder. So when you finish watching your TV, and you turn off your TV, and then there's this message coming out that please put that back to the charger. So.
Okay.
So that's the reminder part, yeah. And also use a programmable channel and vocabulary. So we didn't define the vocabulary, so it's up to the user to define.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry. And then because children are using the device, so we have also a pre-filter of TV programs by genre. This can be used by the adult or by the children. So instead of choosing the channel, you are choosing the TV contents of the night. So it's pretty powerful. That's why the buttons are reduced, because of this feature. Yeah. And for the materials that is cheap to produce, I think it's quite clear. And also lightweight and authentic designs. Yeah. Maybe we can improve more the design.
What's the price to produce?
This year.
Well, so the price to produce. For the simplest one, say we start from $4 to produce such a device. It's about. Without the charger,
okay.
It's about, $2 to produce the microphone and speech recognition systems. $2 for the add-on modules, and finally $3 for the charger. So if you sum up everything with the LCD, which costs $2, you have 2 + 4 + 4 + 2 + 2. It's about. So the total cost, if you want all the functionalities, will be about $15.
Yeah.
But it's just if you want all functionalities. Excuse me?
It's below the
bridge. Yeah, it's a nice input, but we have an other inputs from the public demand. I think we will just have a rough look, and then we can make our statements, and we can finalize the product based on this discussion.
Yeah.
I think we can just go to my presentation and we can wind up. Or we could come to some final conclusions. So the marketing made an evaluation criteria, and these were some of the findings. And in the market, the people are not really interested with LCD, without LCD, with speech recognition interface or without speech recognition interface. But most of the people, what they are interested is, first thing is they want to have a fancy look and feel. It should be very fancy with colorful and very handy to hold. And the second thing is it should be much more technologically innovative. Of course, in that we could put LCD or recognition to be more technologically innovative. And the third one is easy to use.
Well, I think that the technical innovation is in the product itself, since we haven't yet a remote who are allowing to choose interactively with the TV screen with just four buttons.
Okay, and if you go to the next slide, here you can find these are the latest version updates. And so this at Paris and Milan, they have depicted these trends. That this year it's going to be a year of fruit and vegetables, so people are really interested to see if they have a remote in the shape of a fruit or a vegetable or whatever they like. So I think it should be much more customized to make a different shapes. And the second thing is, and if the material, they really do not want it to be very hard, as in the case of very plastic
coated,
and
it
should be more spongy.
Okay.
But the problem is that is it robust to mishandling? We should find a material that is robust at the same time spongy.
A sponge.
So finally, we have these three criteria. One is fancy look. Second is innovative, and third is easy to use. So these are the three criteria on which we are going to build our remote. So, and we have an evaluation criteria for each one of these. Say that we have a 7-point scale from 1 to 7, and for each of the product, you could just give me the scale according to this. So now you have with LCD and without LCD. So on this scale, if it is true, if it has a fancy look, you could just tell me 1. Or if it is false, it doesn't look much fancy, then you could just tell me 7. So I can make our study on this. And
so is the evaluation depending on us or other users?
No, no, you have designed 2 products now. One is with LCD and without LCD.
But who will give the scoring? Me, ourselves, or
you?
Or
according to
the party?
No, according to you designers, how you feel, does it with LCD and without LCD? Okay, let us make this L and without LCD. On this scale, the LCD remote control, how do you look? How does it look? Is it very fancy or doesn't look much fancy?
Well, it doesn't look much fancy. I'll say 3 or 4.
And you both agree for that?
And you?
I think we can improve on the design.
Yeah,
someone commented this is like the Stone Edge design. We have been focused all this time on the
technical aspect,
functional aspect, but also the simplicity. As for the design, maybe we should hire a designer.
So
three.
So without LCD, how would you rate it?
4. I think it's more easy to make fancy things when it's not complicated. So removing the LCD gives us more liberty to have a fancy look.
And in the sense of innovativeness with LCD?
Well, it's the same for both, so I will give a 5-6.
5 with LCD and?
Well, 5 also. Norman, please.
From the innovation aspect, I feel that what is most innovative of our prototype compared to the existing prototype that we saw in the last meeting is that the retrieval of TV program by compen, because that is really innovative. And for now, and another innovation we have is simplicity. Few buttons with
with lot of
Lot of
functionalities.
functionalities. So
So without
that is a
necessarily.
for both. I think that our product is has the best in all. Well, this is a biased judgment.
No, but
because
according to design
that.
aspect, we want to know how
yeah.
do you feel the innovation is.
And the innovation is very high.
With LCD and without
both.
LCD.
For both,
it's for both.
The same innovations.
It's the same innovation.
Okay.
So maybe you can put six.
No, six. Let's go for six.
Both.
No, actually, to make it with LCD, you make more efforts. So there is high innovativeness included if you make it with LCD.
Yeah.
Then when it is without LCD, there is not much innovativeness. So can't you?
There was an issue here. Is that what is the display on LCD? We haven't really
talk about
HD. It's good to have an LCD, but what are we going to display on an LCD?
No, it's like this. I mean, on the LCD, according to what I understand from your model, is you have a joystick here,
yeah?
And you have an LCD.
Yeah.
You just press your joystick, you get your program.
Yeah,
yeah, but you have the same program on the TV screen.
Yes, exactly.
No, on the TV, it doesn't display on the TV now.
If you have the LCD, but
LCD,
if
then there is no meaning in having it on the TV.
Yeah.
Or then again, you have the channels, volume, and all this stuff.
But
and
we
what
cannot display all on the LCD.
And that depends upon your design. So.
Anyway, for the users who opt for LCD,
I mean
we'll give them the LCD. We give what the customer wants, right?
Yeah.
So without LCD, we want to put it at the same level of innovativeness. And which one do you recommend easier to use, with LCD or without LCD?
Well, I think both are really easy to use because there are a few buttons,
mm.
and well, the menu are clear,
yeah.
well organized, so. Well, with little knowing of the technology, you can easily use the product. So I would give a 6 for the easy to use.
I think.
No, it's just if I see the date. I think it's better to do it without LCD. Because
yeah.
just with LCD, just we increase the price, and they have the same thing. So.
Yeah.
Or you can just go back to the previous slide where we have a few updates. So, I mean, in the product design, you could just amend it to make some few changes
yeah.
according to the root or
yeah.
vegetable or spawn detach without LCD and without speech recognition, even then our product is going to be.
Yeah, it's cheaper to produce. And if we have less technology, we have more liberty to for the shape and things like that. So
I have another thing to say about the easy to use aspect. I think the easy to use aspect is different for different people.
Yeah.
For the young generation, easy to use may be very complicated because they want a lot of controls with lots of buttons. For kids, they want simplicity. Similarly,
yeah,
for
yeah.
the old people, they want simplicity. So that's why with the parental module, we can build a more complex design if they want it. But what I'm trying to say here is that we have different sets of buttons for different kinds of people. So in terms of easy to use, I think it's very user customizable. User customization is very important.
Yeah.
So we got
six.
We'll take it 5.
Mm-hmm.
Or we want to put 6.
6.
I think it's the same.
Yes, as you say, we better.
Without LCD.
Yeah.
It's better to have this without LCD.
And to improve the look.
Product manager says that without LCD it is going to reduce the cost also.
Yeah.
Going to be
yes, and to give us more liberty to have a fancy look. So,
yeah.
So let's go back to our laboratory. And
could improve on multi buggy.
Is this feature for you?
Huh?
Multi buggy integration.
The speech recognizer is an add-on module.
Yeah.
That's going to be an optional. If someone wants to buy it, they can have it. Otherwise,
I say it's optional.
It's an optional.
Yeah.
It's optional, yeah. Since, well, according to this study, people more likes more to have a spongy remote control than.
I think it would be better if we have all these modules in the same remote control, because maybe parents.
Yeah, I mean, if you have an add-ons, the kids may just hide the parental module, and so that the parents can't use it.
Parents, they can't forget what they put in. So maybe better if we have all these.
In the same set, yeah, and individual buttons to make them work.
The problem is if we apply, if a customer wants a certain component and doesn't want the parental control because it's a couple who do not have children, when you sell the product in the market, you could meet any kind of people, and not all people will need all the functionalities you propose to them. So we might lose the customer because of this. I don't know, what do you think?
You mean that even if this module will be functional, that will be optional?
Yes. What do you think? I don't know.
I have to make a marketing survey that how many married couples or how many couples have a TV or to the number of singles who have a television.
Yeah.
So based on that, I think.
Yeah. But the question is, does those modularity increase the production cost or decrease the production cost?
Well, it's about the same, because if if you add something like maybe because it's three different PCs to build,
but you can make it on a single PC with three different options.
Yeah, it's. I think it's cheaper if you if you already built all the functionalities on the same module,
Well, the other aspect is that if in the when they have the existing product, you're gonna maintain you're gonna keep the same customer, because the same customer will come back to buy other add-ons.
Yeah, that's right.
So
I mean, you could just provide with an optional.
If don't buy now, they can buy in the future. So in that way, you're actually keeping the same customer, attracting them to come back again and again.
So it's something like a Microsoft product.
We don't try to follow the Microsoft. And we don't want to the
updates and we sell it. We make updates and sell it.
Well, if the buyers can be upgraded, it's a good thing, right?
Yeah,
it depends on the production.
And what's the idea about the shape of the remote controls?
Well,
can
so
be made into a fruit and vegetable.
Yeah, yeah.
They will require different.
I think.
PCBs.
Yeah, but the components will have to change because. We have to deal with the shape, but I don't think it will increase the cost much. So
it could be like this: the PCB would be the same for all, but only the exterior shape is different for all.
But it's a bit complicated to if you need machines to different machines to well.
What we can change is to propose the customers with skins, for example, the mobile phones nowadays, they sell different kinds of skin, and then people just feel that, oh, I have a new skin and it looks better.
Yeah, we can have the same global shape and then add on skins and with this spongy texture, things like that.
You can what material would that be?
Sponge?
You need to look into the
material.
Or flurry, like a pet dog kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So we finished the prototype presentation. If you have something else to say,
I think the project manager would be interested to look about the financial issues in making these models. and so on.
Am I supposed to implement this criteria? Room for creativity. This room is a bit small. But I think it's okay for us to work with.
I think it's fine. We don't think. I think it's okay.
Yeah.
That was good.
For making a brand for project presentations.
Yeah. Anyway, we have the laboratory nearby. This is more beam, so it's okay.
And the leadership was excellent.
Yeah,
I think so. Fine. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a teamwork on the
very democratic.
I am very satisfying to work with.
Thank you, Abbas.
Thank you, Momo.
All right.
New ideas found? Any new ideas to make these presentations more interactive and more interesting?
Come up with new products.
What type of product do you think could make this more interesting?
Less fancy.
Wait, I know something. We need more cakes, more biscuits on the table while we have meetings.
Yeah, and also more. More seriously, I think it's a good idea to have clear points whenever we do a meeting. Prior to the meeting, to have a list with the points who will be discussed or things like that. But I think it's all right. We achieved the project goal. I think
that is within the budget.
Yes, more or less. Yeah, but all right. So, coffee machine. Okay.
Thank you very much. A lot of hard work going in the background.